well, when the cloud comes back, it'll then disappear again. All I can say is have a lovely weekend. See you Monday at midday after the news at 2. Sue Davis.
A passion for Wiltshire life. BBC Wiltshire.
I just want to hear the news. Hang on.
It's 2 o'clock.
You can as well.
With hundreds of armed French police surrounding the two brothers suspected of carrying out the attack on the magazine Charlie Hebdo on Wednesday, a second standoff is underway in the east of Paris. Latest reports suggest at least two people have been shot dead and a number of hostages taken.
Okay, so 2 o'clock, as you've just heard there, Friday the 9th of January. So some rather nasty stuff going on in Paris at the minute. Horrendous behaviour by these who, you know, they're invariably going to be Islamic fundamentalists who went into the a satirical newspaper the other day and shot up a load of people. Horrendous. You're listening to All One Word, and I'm driving to the car wash to wash the works car. Works car, Mac. Not mine. Albeit, I don't think I've hand washed my own car since, yeah. I can't remember the last time I did. So, the weather's turning here in South Wiltshire. Apparently it's going to be stormy from now, actually. Stormy weather. The wind is starting to pick up, and I see the clouds are rolling in from the west as I look towards Stonehenge area. But this car is filthy. It hasn't been cleaned properly in about 2 months, so I've gutted it today, and I'll just stick it through the car wash. A couple of quid saves me getting wet. With the very poor car washing facilities that my work has. And at the end of the day, I can talk to you lot as well, can't I? Get in there before that Mercedes. Go, 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 go. So what's been going on? Nothing really. Really depressing first week back at work. All my life, I did not want to come back to work, and it's been a struggle to get out of bed every day. Oh, there's a car there already. So, as a bit of a soundscape, I'll take you with me into the garage so I can get a ticket. Hiya, can I have a £4 car wash, please?
Mm-hmm. Is that everything?
Yeah.
No fuel, that's
no, it. No.
£4 then, please. There you go. 16 change and your activation from there.
Lovely. Thanks very much. That was lucky. Oh my god, I just want to go home. 2:05. The aircon switches on automatically in this works car. Kia Ceed. So ridiculous feelings towards work at the minute. I have no motivation at the minute. I had such a good Christmas and New Year break. Really, really enjoyed myself. That I really cannot be bothered. So some really sad news this morning as well. I suppose it was yesterday, really, wasn't it? Bernie Goldbach's mother died yesterday. And, you know, I listened to his audio boo and he was very upbeat about it, or at least he sounded very upbeat. And Bernie, I'm so sorry but for your loss. I really am. I haven't really had anyone really close that's died. My auntie, about 9 or 10 years ago, my auntie died. But I haven't, you know, we're a fairly small family, really. I think one of the main things about following Bernie's journey on that is that everybody was prepared. I think, you know, nothing was a shock. Everybody was prepared. Invariably, people are going to be sad. They are going to be grieving. If it was me in that position, yes, I would be very sad. But at the same token, I don't want to sound negative in this, but it was a bit of a waiting game, wasn't it, really? And Bernie's mother, what a strong person she was to last so long when the kind of... it was only basic medical intervention at the end, wasn't it? You know, with the morphine. So sad to hear about that. Right at the start of the year as well. But, you know, I'm not, you know, that aside, I'm not one of these people who is like, oh, well, I've had a poor start to the year, so that's got me set for the rest of the year. I'm not that type of person, to be honest. Things happen, don't they? I still believe in my heart of hearts things happen for a reason. I think there is a, you know, your way is set out for you, you know. I believe in fate. I do believe in fate. Coincidence or luck is those nice little things on your little timeline, your pattern of life, your path of life, rather, that... unexpected. Sometimes you just need a little pickup. But I'm a firm believer that everything is set out for you. I'm not really a religious person. But I just think that, you know, there's too many coincidences in life, you know. And it just makes me think that some things were meant to happen, you know. My relationships, for instance, you know, Sarah is my absolute soulmate. And, you know, I've gone through relationships before where I'm like, I could just walk out the door and, you know, I really couldn't care less. But now I think I don't want to do that, you know. It's not a case of I could, but it'd be quite difficult, but I just don't want to. Life gets hard sometimes, like, you know, everybody must get angry and, you know, run out and slam the door behind them, but, you know,
if Sarah or I have an argument, it lasts like flipping 20 minutes and then we're best of friends again. Like, as if the argument never happened, and we kind of grow stronger from it. And I'm a firm believer that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, you know? Because you learn from the experience. But that's life, I suppose. And it's now my turn to get the car washed. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.